Romans. Cha. T-R-8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Because what the law could not do, because it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, because those who live, according to the flesh mind, the things of the flesh, but thus, ye who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, because to be carnally, worldly, lustful, minded, is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the sea, arnal, woe, roundly, lustful, mind, is an enemy against God, because it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then those who live according to the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. Now if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if through the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the body, you will live. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Because you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption. Hereby we see our Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we's you effer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, because the earnest expectation of all creatures waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Because the creatures were made subject to vanity, not willingly, but because of him who had subjected him in hope, because the creatures themselves also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Because we know that the whole of creation groans and labors in pain together even until now. And not only they, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, for the redemption of our bodies. B, because we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Why does a man still hope for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, then we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, because we do not know what we should pray for as we should, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be spoken. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of Theth E Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are Theth E called according to his purpose, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Furthermore, those whom he predestined, he also called, and whom he led, he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, will he not with him also freely give us all things? Who will lay anything to the charge of God's sin? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, yes, rather, who is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulatio n or dist rest or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or s word? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are considered as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am persuaded that neither death manner, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height n or depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.